tidally forced planetary waves in the tachocline of solar-like stars, by G. M. Horstmann et al. Can atmospheric waves in planet-hosting solar-like stars substantially resonate to tidal forcing? Substantially at a level of impacting the space weather or even of being dynamo relevant? In particular, low-frequency Rossby waves, which have been detected in the solar near-surface layers, are predestined at responding to sunspot cycle-scale perturbations. In this paper, we seek to address these questions as we formulate a forced wave model for the tachocline layer, which is widely considered as the birthplace of several magnetohydrodynamic planetary waves, i.e., Rossby, inertia gravity, Poincaré, Kelvin, Alvin and gravity waves. The tachocline is modeled as a shallow plasma atmosphere with an effective free surface on top that we describe within the Cartesian beta plane approximation. As a novelty to former studies, we equip the governing equations with a conservative tidal potential and a linear friction law to account for dissipation. We combine the linearized governing equations to one decoupled wave equation, which facilitates an easily approachable analysis. Analytical results are presented and discussed within several interesting free, damped and forced wave limits for both mid-latitude and equatorially trapped waves. For the idealized case of a single tide generating body following a circular orbit, we derive an explicit analytic solution that we apply to our Sun for estimating leading order responses to Jupiter. Our analysis reveals that Rossby waves resonating to low-frequency perturbations can potentially reach considerable velocity amplitudes in the order of 10^10^2 cms1, which, however, strongly rely on the yet unknown total dissipation. This was Tidally Forced Planetary Waves in the Tachocline of Solar-Like Stars, by G. M. Horstmann et al.